Last time we started talking about the sugya on the dalet and aleph on the bottom. What happens if you have a sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim? And chokak bokadei lashlima lasara, you dig in the middle of the ground to be mashlim for asar tefachim. What's the difference? The Gemara says it depends. Yesh mitzvas chakak v'lakol sugim tefachim sula. If you have gimel tefachim or more between the chakak and the kosel, then it's possible because we can't say lavad. But if it's less than gimel tefachim, then we can say lavad from the chakak to the kosel, and then it's viewed as all one unit. It looks like al pidin, we treat it as if you have a mechitza of asar tefachim, and then it's going to be kosher. That's the gimel. So we have a shaila in the Rishonim. The last thing we were talking about, we didn't finish the job completely. There's still one Rishon that we have to discuss. We were talking about, can you sit in the makom between the chakak and the kosel? From the Gemara, the impression you get is that if there's less than three tefachim between the chakak and the kosel, then everything is fine. You can sit inside the chakak itself. And we had a discussion in the Rishonim, does the chakak have to have a shir hechsher sukkah? Do you need the shir hechsher sukkah in the chakak? Or maybe we can somehow expand the chakak? Right, we didn't love it. Maybe we can expand the chakak to the kosel. That was a whole discussion we had. But then we said the Rishonim also debate, can one sit in the area between the chakak and the kosel? According to the Torah, it would appear that you can only sit in the chakak. Right, the makom chakak is kosher, but not bein chakak la kosel. The Beis Yosef is, according to Rashi, if you assume the psalay otzim in a sukkah, dino kesukkah, that applies even in our cases here on Daf Dalid. The itzdeba, right? If you have an itzdeba, if it's built bedofen, and so Rashi says that you can not only sit on top of the itzdeba, you can even sit past the itzdeba, even in the area that's still taller than 20 amos. Because we say that that's a hemshech, saliotz min asukah dino kesukah. You can even sit in the extension of the sukkah. It's effective, Beis Yosef. What's the Torah saying? Chorim saliotz min asukah dino kesukah should apply over here as well. So why does the Torah say that you can only sit b'makom ha-chakak and not between the chakak and the kosel? The makom between the chakak and the kosel should be a psalei yotz min asukah. You should be able to sit there as well. So we gave a few answers for this. Let's focus on the Prisha's answer. Prisha said that the Torah holds that this is a diras rucha. The area between the chakak and the kosel is a diras rucha. It's not such a good dira. It's not such a comfortable dira, because here this is only 8 tefachim tall, and the chakak, let's say, is 2. So in this area between the chakak and the kosel, it's only a dira srucha, because you don't have 10 tefachim. So the Torah holds the psalei yotzim in asukah, dino kesukah, doesn't apply if the psalei yotzim in asukah is a dira srucha. It can't be a dira srucha. It has to be a dira that's comfortable. It might not have mechitzos, they might be missing something, but that's the whole halacha, that if it's an extension of the sukkah, you can sit there. But if it's a diras rucha, you can't. And then we discussed this at great length. We gave other cases of diras rucha. Does psalei yotzim min asukah dino kesukah apply by diras rucha or not? By osa sukkah kamin srif and others? We discussed it at great length. But these were the two basic shitas that we presented. The Torah seems to say that psalei yotzim min asukah dino kesukah does not apply in the makom between the chakak and the kosel because it's the diras rucha. And the Beis Yosef seems to say that's not a problem, right? That psalei yotzim min asukah dino kesukah should apply. Comes the Meiri, and he offers a third approach. Seems to offer a third approach. What does the Meiri say? Let's see it together. The Meiri says like this, at the end of the Dibra Maschal, Hoysa Pchusa. Says the Meiri, HaKol pochos min shlosha tamachshira mitoras lavet. If there's less than three between the chakak and the kosel, then you machshir mitoras lavet. Here everyone agrees that you can sit between the chakak and the kosel. You can sit, you can eat, you can sleep outside of the chakak, between the chakak and the kosel, because it's kalavadam. Who's the everyone that the Meiri is talking about? Everyone? This shir, a different shir? Who's the everyone? The answer is the Meiri is referring back to the Rashi. That in the case of the itzdeba, we have a machlokas, whether the rule of psalei yotzim min asukah dino kesukah applies. That's the machlokas for Rabbi Yishai and Rashi. The Meiri on the Amud Aleph, on Zion, on page Zion, also itzdeba, he quoted two dais, but he could sit in the extension. It's like not poshut whether psalei yotzim min asukah dino kesukah applies in our gemara. That's a machlokas we've shown. Comes the Meiri and says, but in all sugya of the chakak, if you have less than 3 tfachim between the chakak and the kosel, then you can even sit outside of the chakak, certainly in the chakak, because then you have mechitza sasar, but you can even sit between the chakak and the kosel, zok the Meiri, and everyone would agree that's kosher for sitting, kosher for achila, kosher for shame. What's the Meiri saying? Chori is saying that if you have less than 3 tfachim between the chakak and the kosel, then you have mechitza sar in the chakak, and even outside of the chakak, you can sit there. Not midin psalayotzim min asukah dinah kesukah. If it would be midin psalayotzim min asukah dinah kesukah, so then let's talk a subject to the machlokes rishonim, right? Maybe psalayotzim min asukah dinah kesukah only applies like in the cases on daf yutes amud aleph. There were 4 different cases the Gemara has, so maybe psalayotzim min asukah is limited to those cases. Who says it applies here? So if the hechsher, if the head that is sit between the chakak and the kosel is based on psal yotzim and asukah, so that should be subject to the machlokas we've shown him. That's not a kuli alma modu. The Meiri seems to be saying, no. It's not psal yotzim and asukah. You can sit there meikra adin. As long as you have mechitza sasara in the chakak, because we can combine the kosel with the kosel of the chakak, the kosel above the ground with the kosel below the ground, so then you can sit in that whole area. You can sit in the chakak, you can sit between the chakak and the kosel. Me'ikar adin! Right? Not because of psalayotzim and asukah dinah kesukah. Meiri is exactly the opposite of the tour. Right? He's the exact opposite of the shita of the tour. The tour says you can't sit between the chakak and the kosel even midin psalayotzim and asukah dinah kesukah. Meiri says you can sit there and you don't even need the din of psalayotzim and asukah dinah kesukah. And the Beis Yosef is in the middle. He says, you can't sit there. Me din psalayotzim min asukah dinah kesukah. There are 3 different approaches here. The Michtam also seems to say, like the Meiri, that you can sit between the chakak and the kosel, not because of psalayotzim min asukah dinah kesukah, like the Beis Yosef. Me'ikra adin, you can sit there. If you have mechitza sasara, so what's the problem? If you have mechitza sasara, what's the problem? Those mechitza, the combination of the mechitzas above ground and below ground, they create mechitzas in the whole area. They create mechitzas over here, they create mechitzas over here. It says, if you have mechitzas in the entire area. It says, if you have mechitzas in the entire area. That's the michtam. Michtam says like this. Yeshom the kemen davi pachos mishlosh esamach ladof and davi kalavet. Hafilu ein b'chakak levad o shir sukkah k'sher? Right? Even if you don't have the shir sukkah in the chakak, it's kosher. Why? Why is it kosher? According to the michtam, why is it kosher? Again, that's chazan. Even if you don't have a shir sukkah in the makom ha-chakak, it's kosher. Why? Why? Because lovod allows me to extend the chakak. It's not that lovud is kemisha eino, but rather lovud is part of the shir, remember? Lovud is mitzarek the shir, so we expand the area. It's not that it's kemisha eino, there's no hefsik. This is not lovud kesosim lovud, this is the second halacha of lovud, right? But the second halacha of lovud is also like the first din, that it's part of the shir, we expand the makom. It's not that it's kemisha eino. So if we expand the makom, then you don't even need a shir sukkah in the makom ha-chakak, because the makom ha-chakak is expanded to the kosel. That's the michtam shita. The whole area becomes expanded. So the michtam, if that's the case, that the area becomes expanded. So, is this mechitza sasara relating only to the makom ha-chakak itself? No, it relates to this area too, because we're expanding it. The whole area has a mechitza. So can you sit only in the chakak? And not between the chakak and the kosel? No, the michtam says you can sit even between the chakak and the kosel because it's a big chakak. Me'ikar adin you can sit over. That's not psalayotzim in asukah. It's all part of the chakak because it's expanded up the michtam. Afilu man debay besoch hachakak shir sukah moda dekshera afilu chutz lachakak ba'osu pachas mishloshe dekelav adami. According to the michtam, avadi you could sit between the chakak and the kosel. Comes the michtam and adds noch a chiddush. Even those who claim that what did you need a shir sukkah b'makom hachakak, right? Because they hold that we're not expanding you can still sit between the chakak and the kosa. You can still sit between the chakak and the kosa. It's still kosher. Because it's kilavadami. Once it's kilavadami, then the mechitza sasara affect that area too. It's a tremendous chiddush. If you expand the chakak, so then I get it, right? Because the mechitzos really are going down to here. They're really extending down from the mechitza on top of the kaka. We extend the whole thing. So of course you can sit in the whole area because it's one big chakak. But if you're not going to extend the chakak, if you're going to say that, no, the makom chakak is there, but it, the mechitzos can combine. This area in between is not a hefsik between the two parts of the mechitza. So to say that you can sit between the chakak and the kosa, it's a big chiddush. The Beis Yosef wants to say you can't sit there because of psal yotzim and asukah dino kesukah. But the Michtam doesn't say that. He says kilovodomi. Once you say kilovodomi, then the mechitza somehow relates to the whole area. The mechitzas relate to the whole area. We view it as though the whole area is mukaf mechitza, so then you can sit in the whole area. Me'ikra din, not just because of psal yotzim and asukah. Right? Three shittas here. The Torah holds you can't sit b'makom X, between the chakak and the kosa. Can't sit there. The Beis Yosef says, no, come on, you can sit there, midim psal yotzim and asukah dina kesukah. Come to Me'iri and the Michtam, and they say you can sit there, even not midim psal yotzim and asukah. Me'ikra din, you can sit there, because the mechitzos somehow relate to that area. Once you can combine the mechitzos together, then we look at it as a makom that's mukav mechitzos, and you can sit even in that area. Not midim psal yotzim and asukah dina kesukah. It's a chelik of the sukkah. It's a chelik of the sukkah. Yes, Yaakov?
Two points in the Michtam. One, last week we had said, on Thursday we had said that maybe he holds like the Rambam about Dira Surucha. At one point Rabbi said, why isn't the Yeshomer in the Michtam worried about the Ran's Dira Surucha? So now we're saying more starkly than that. Meaning,
so he's talking not worried about Dira Surucha. That's my kasha. I'm about to ask
that. Rambam, he holds it's a psul, you know, it's a psul, but it's not a psul, meaning it's no good, but b'diyah, that you could sit there. Now we're saying stronger than that.
Right.
It's not
right.
Like Dira Surucha.
Exactly.
A new,
right.
Stronger explanation.
So, yeah, take
and
that.
The
second
point I just wanted to make was, hopefully I'll have it. Oh, I'm having trouble understanding the two. The myth I'm saying, even if you don't hold that you expand the chakak, it's still okay? Is that what we're saying now?
Yeah, that's what he said.
It's making me, if we're saying you expand out, I thought that is lovud kisasim dami. Meaning, I thought our two options in lovud, it's expanding out, meaning lovud kisasim, as if the chakak is filling
right,
into
right,
the wall.
Right, right.
So I don't understand how Rebbe's explaining it now. Even if you don't say it's expanding out, you're still mutter to sit there because of love of kisasim dami. It sounds like we're saying the same
not
thing.
Not because of love of kisasim dami. No, love of kisasim dami means it's part of the shir, that the makom is part of the shir. Here, the makom is not included in the shir. I have mechitzos. So once I have mechitzos, then this area is mukaf mechitzos. The area is mukaf mechitzos. You're saying if you hold kimisha'ena, if you're saying the second pshat, then you're saying kimishena is like it doesn't exist. So if it doesn't exist, then how can you sit there? But it's there! The place is there. So it doesn't exist vis-a-vis the two mechitzas. It's not a hefzik between the two parts of the mechitzas.
What I'm confused about,
but physically, can you sit there? The area is mukaf mechitzas.
I understand that shita on isolation, like when we said it with Meiri. To say that even if you don't hold that the chakak is expanding, it would still be okay. Me'ikra din, I'm just having
but
trouble.
Why? The reason why is because this makom is takamuk of mechitzas. The makom does exist physically. Halachically, we treat it as though it doesn't exist. It's not a hefzik between mechitzah of 8 and mechitzah of 2. It might not be a hefzik between those mechitzas, but it does exist. So once you have mechitzos of 8 and 2, they can combine together. And now this whole makom is muk of mechitzos. So then you can sit even in that makom. But the problem is, it's dachadir esrucha. It's dachadir esrucha. Isn't it a dira srucha? How can you sit there if it's a dira srucha? How can we treat that as a makom that you could sit? Chora, the taina of the Torah is a good taina. So if you hold like the Beis Yosef that dira srucha is not a problem in the concept of psal yotzim and asukah dina kesukah, okay, I hear. Your ikar sukkah is not a dira srucha. Your psala yotzim in a sukkah is a dira srucha, but the Beis Yosef says, who cares? It's a psala yotzim. So you can sit in the extension. But the Me'iri and the Michtam hold, no, it's not midim psala yotzim in a sukkah, it's a chelik of your sukkah. It's a chelik of your sukkah, but it's a dira srucha. And we know that dira srucha ain't a dira. The pasha pshat is it's possible, right? So what's the pshat over here? But it's a dira srucha. And yet, it's part of your sukkah, and you can sit there, and it's kosher. what's it's only b'di'evet? Yeah, that's what we said, that the Michta Meiri hold like the Rambam, that it's only b'di'evet, right? You could say that. The other way to learn is this, that the Meiri and the Michta have the following chish. What they're assuming is that as long as you have a sheer sukkah somewhere in this sukkah, as long as you have a sheer sukkah, then I don't care that beyond the sheer sukkah there is a diras rucha. I'm not sure this is going to work in the Michtam itself, because he seems to say, again, no, I take it, no, it's good. He says that even if you need in the Makom HaChakak a sheer sukkah, and love is not going to expand the Chakak, no, that's good, it's gewaldic in the Michtam. Even if you need the Makom HaChakak a sheer sukkah, nevertheless, you can sit between a chakak and a kosa. But why? Isn't it a diras rucha beyond the chakak? The answer is the Meiri and the Michtam hold that as long as you have a sheer sukkah, then even if you have a diras rucha past there, meaning if in part of your sukkah there's a diras rucha, that's not a problem. Defining a diras rucha, we look at the sukkah in total. If the sukkah in total is not a diras rucha, there is a sheer sukkah, a sheer hechsher sukkah that's not diras rucha, it doesn't matter that you have diras rucha in part of the sukkah. That's not megareya. Even mitzad the din lechatchila that ain't adam dar b'diras rucha, there's no problem. As long as I have a heksher sukkah, we won't define that as a diras rucha. And this, in fact, is what the Meiri seems to say way back when we talked about diras rucha. We had that Meiri that discussed the hutzin that are yordan lesochav and that tofchen al panav and mitzarin also. Remember that Meiri? That he said diras rucha is because the person is mitzayer. It's not that he doesn't have as much room for his tashmishim in the sukkah, but it's mitzayer him. Look at the lashon of the Meiri there. Meiri says v'chol she'en b'sukkah zu dira shelo b'tachas hahutzim b'shir shivat fachim psula shehare hahutzim tovchen alpanav v'mitzayer nosa. Meiri says, well, if the hutzim ayardim latoch hasar and you don't have a shir sukkah shelo b'tachas hahutzim, then it's possible. Well, what's the mashmaos? What's the deal from the Lashon Meiri? If you do have a sheer sukkah not underneath the hutzim, even if the hutzim are tovchem upon of, who cares? Right? You do have hutzim that are coming besoch hasar, and they, you know, and if you move around, you can move around, they are going to poke you in the face. I don't care. Meiri says, as long as you have a sheer sukkah of shivat tovchem outside of the hutzim, then just because the hutzim are diras rucha, doesn't matter. It's kasher lechatchila. It's kasher lechatchila. Why? But isn't a dira srucha under the hutzim? The answer is to define a sukkah as a dira srucha, or a dira she'ena srucha, we look at the whole sukkah. If the whole sukkah has a makom of shiva al shiva, or shiva mashu, if it has a shir hechsher sukkah that's not a dira srucha, then this sukkah is not defined as a dira srucha. Even if in a chelek katan of the sukkah, it should be considered a dira srucha. Even a chelek katan doesn't have the right shir. And it is going to poke at you. It doesn't matter. It's not called a diras rucha. Meiri l'shita, so in our sugya, says the same thing. That as long as al-pidin, we look at it as though the makom is mukav mechitza, it's because you have two parts of the mechitza that are combined together, midin, lavud. So then you can even sit in an area that should have been a diras rucha. We should consider this a diras rucha, makom X between the chakak and the kosel. So the Meiri, no. If you have a shir hechsher sukkah in the chakak, if you have a shir hechsher sukkah in the chakak, then we look at this area as not being a diras rucha. Even if there's a makom katan in the sukkah that is rucha, that doesn't have the right shir, doesn't matter. For the definition of diras rucha, we follow the whole sukkah. And if we have a shir hechsher sukkah somewhere in the sukkah that's not a diras rucha, then we don't treat any part of that sukkah as a diras rucha. And that's why me'ikar adin, you can even sit between the chakak and the kosel. Not because of psalayotz min sukkah dinu kesukkah. No, it's a chelik of the sukkah. It's a chelik of sukkah. It's diras rucha. No, it's not a diras rucha. That area might not have the shir, but because there's a shir in the chakak, so even the area, the makom katan on the side, is also viewed as a regular dira of the sukkah, and lechatchila you can sit there, it's not defined as a diras rucha. That's the chiddush that the Meiri and the Michtam have in the sugya. The third shita, right? The tour, just to sum up again, the tour holds that you can't sit between the chakak and the kosel, as we explained, because he assumes it's a diras rucha. You can't sit in the diras rucha. The Beis Yosef says you can sit in midim psalayotz min asukah dinu kesukah because the concept of diras rucha is not a problem in the din of psalayotz min asukah. And the Meiri and the Michtam say that you can sit there Me'ikar adin, not being the Imsal Yatsun Asukha, because it's not called the Dira Srucha. Ah, but it is Srucha, it doesn't have the right Shia. No, since in the Chakak you do have a Shia, since there is a Makom with Hechshir Sukkah in this Sukkah, then even if there's a Makom Katon of that Sukkah where I think it's a Dira Srucha, like if I have the Hutzim poking down only in a part of the Sukkah, but I have a Shia Hechshir Sukkah somewhere without the Hutzim, then that's kashan. It's not called a Dira Srucha, because we define Dira Srucha based on the whole Sukkah. And if there's a Makom, a Shia Hechshir Sukkah in the sukkah that's not Dira Srucha, then no part of the sukkah is Yudah Dira Srucha. Come to Meiri and the Michtam and say you can sit between the Chakak and the Kosum, Me'ikar Adin, not with the Imsalat Mena Sukkah, the Neka Sukkah. Because it's not called the Dira Srucha in that Makom, because it's all a chelak of the sukkah. Zach.
This Sefer
Mechtam and
the Iriar, we get the idea that the area between the Chakak and the wall is less than 3 feet.
Everyone's saying that. Everyone says less than 3 tefachim, because if not, you can't say love at the combined
places.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yaakov.
I thought you said that the Mechtam told you don't need a sheer sukkah on the Chakak itself.
No, he adds, and even according to the Deya that holds. Again?
Does the Meiri hold you need a sheer Hechshir Sukkah on the Chakak?
He says, the Michtam says, afilu man debay besocha chakak shir sukkah, even if you do need a shir sukkah in the makom hachakak, nevertheless, you can sit outside of the chakak. That's his final word.
So
it's on
either,
that word that we're...
Either you don't need a shir hachshir sukkah and it's expanding, so it's not even considered a dira sukkah.
Right.
Or you have hachshir sukkah and you would consider it a dira sukkah.
Which is, just to comment on your first point, the Ran... Right, the Ran suggests to Vidas Rashi that even if Al Pidin we expand the Chakak, we still view it as a Dira Srucha outside, because B'Metzius it's Dira Srucha.
Right.
So now we're saying that according to the Michtam, forget about expanding the Chakak. Even if you don't expand the Chakak, you need a Shir Hechshir Sukkah in the Chakak itself, you can still sit outside, Me'ikar Adin, because outside is not called a Dira Srucha. Once I have a Makom of Shir Hechshir Sukkah, which is not Srucha, then any small part of the sukkah, even if it's a makom katan that you would say is srucha mitzana atzma, you don't view that as a dira srucha, because it's all viewed as part of the sukkah. It's not a psala yotzim in a sukkah. No, it's all a chelik of the sukkah. So if it's a chelik of the sukkah, it's not called a dira srucha, and you'd be able to sit there.
One more.
Okay.
We said last week also the prisha that the prisha's answer originally was that you can't apply psala yotzim to a dira srucha. Presumably, ironically, they're not going to fall the same in this sugya, but I mean, Iri would say something similar to that case on Yotas. Right, on Yotas, if you, Tosfos says there, but there is that you have an area of the sugya of Shira, and you have the area that goes beneath, you know, in the triangular sugya that's considered a Dira Srucha, Psal Yotze applies there. I guess this far would read that Gemara much easier.
Right.
So you're not doing Psal Yotze and Dira Srucha.
Right, it's part of the sugya itself. Right. Exactly. Excellent. Okay. Let's try to move on a little bit. I know you didn't get to all the Makaros, but let's at least see a little bit of the next sugya to get you started for tomorrow. It's really the same sugya, it's just the hemshech of what we're talking about over here. Right? What does the Gemara say? That if you have less than 3 tefachim between the chakak and the kosel, so then the sukkah is ksheir. The sukkah is ksheir. But if you have more than three, if you have 3 tefachim or more, then the sukkah is going to be psula, because you don't have a tziruf. You can't combine the 2 parts of the mechitza. Right? You can't combine the mechitza on top of the ground with the mechitza below the ground in the chakak. So comes Tosis and he has a blistering kashi. This is a world famous Tosis. A lot of longness over here. Tosis says, well, we have a sugi in Shabbos that talks about a similar case as our Gemara in Sukkah, and yet we don't distinguish between Yesh gimel tefachim misfas hachakak v'lakosel. Ein bo gimel tefachim. What's the chiluk between Shabbos and Sukkah? We keep on saying that there are dinim of mechitza in Shabbos too, right? Rishus Hayochid has to be mukaf mechitza sasar tefachim. After the makom of dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim, mukaf mechitza sasar tefachim. It's very similar to Sukkah. Sukkah also, you need the funus of 10 tefachim. So it's very instructive to look at the dinim of Shabbos and to see where they dovetail with Hilchas Sukkah, where they don't. It says Tosfos here, we don't find that they dovetail, we find that it's different. In Tomar Frek Tosfos, at the end of the Ramaskal Pachas, is a long piece in Tosfos. We're not going to see the whole thing. But this kash is very important. The other kash is also important, but... Gemara in Shabbos doesn't distinguish between Yesh Misfas HaKak V'Lakos HaGimel Tfachim like it does by Sukkah. Is the Gemara in Shabbos. Gufa, this is the Gemara in Av Zayin. Amar of Gidl Amar of Chibar Yosef, Amar Rav. Bayashen Tocha Yud V'Kiruya Mashlim Al Yud Al Gaga Mutla Talta B'Kulo B'Socha Im Metalta Limbo Ala B'Dal Adamas. Rav Gidl Amar Rav says that you have a bias. Ain tocho yud the kiruy of mashlim ol yud. What do you have? A bias with a gag. Inside the bias, you only have, let's say, 9 tefachim. This is a solid gag. It's 1 tefach. So on top of the bias, you have 10 tefachim. And inside the bias, you only have 9. So the question is, what's the din on top of the bias? It's rishus hayochid. Is it a Rishas Hayachid or is it not Rishas Hayachid? Bayashen Tocha Yud, V'kiruyev Mashlim Al Yud, Al Gaga Mutla Tatal B'Kula, B'Besoche Metatal B'Oil B'Dal Adamas. You can only be Metatal B'Dal Adamas. You can't be Metatal B'Kula, doesn't have a Din Rishas Hayachid. It's like a Carmelis. In a Carmelis, you can only be Metatal B'Dal Adamas. So Omar Abaye, V'mchokok B'Odal Adal V'Shlim Al Yud, Mutla Tatal B'Kula. Zokta Abaye, if Chokok B'Odal Adal and you're Mashlim Al Yud inside the Bayis, then you can be Metatal B'Kula. If you're if you dig inside the bias, hakika, yamashlam yud, so then you can be metabol inside the bias too. On top of the bias of adi, you have 10. Inside the bias, you don't have 10. So if you dig a hakak to be mashlim to yud inside the bias, then you have 10. You can. Even in the bias. What's missing? The Gemara doesn't say that the chakak inside the bias works only if you have less than gimel tefachim from the chakak to the kosel. Sounds like it doesn't matter. Even if you have, let's say, 4 tefachim between the chakak and the kosel, you have the 1 tefach in the height of the chakak, 9 tefachim in the walls on the outside, then that's a rishus hayochid. It's a rishus hayochid on top of the gag, rishus hayochid inside the bias, and you can carry inside the bias. The fact is, why do I have a halacha? There's a restriction of lava when it comes to sukkah, but there's no restriction of lava when it comes to Shabbos. Maishna zem izem. V'yishloma says, Taisus, lo domi rishus Shabbos. Shabbos and sukkah are different. Never the twain shall meet. Lo domi rishus Shabbos shulim nor regel rabim l'sukkah de be'ina mechitza smuchas l'aschach. Taisus says, there's a chiluk between Shabbos and sukkah. What's the purpose of the mechitzas of Shabbos? How do I create a rishus hayochid? I need mechitzos. What's the purpose of those mechitzas? Limnoa regel rabim, to prevent people from coming inside, to block the rabim, to serve as a hefsik, as a hevdel between the rishus hayochid, between the private domain and the public domain, right? To be monea regel rabim. So, even if you have more than 3 tefachim between the chakak and the kosel of the bayis, you will be monea regel rabim from that makom, right? There are mechitzos of 10 over here. Right? So if I'm looking at an area, right, inside this area, are there mechitzos of 10 preventing the rabbin from coming? Sure. So even though maybe they don't combine together, somehow there's a problem with combining them together, because it's more than 3 tefachim, so it looks like they shouldn't be mitzdarif together, but says Taisvis, the whole purpose of mechitzos v'shus hayachid, mechitzos of Shabbos, is to be monea regel rabbin. As long as you have the 10 tefachim, even if it's not within the 3 tefachim between the chakak and the kosel, that's okay. But by sukkah, it says Tais, sukkah is different. Why? Because you need mechitzos smuchos laschach. You need the mechitzos to be connected to the schach. So if you need the mechitzos to be connected to the schach, what do you need? The mechitzos have to be connected together before they can be connected to the schach. Meaning, if the mechitza inside the chakak is not mitzurf to the mechitza on the wall, so then there's no way. Let's go back to the sukkah case, right? If the mechitzos inside the chakak are not connected to the mechitzos inside the chakak, right, on the wall on the side, then it turns out that the mechitza in the chakak is not connected to the schach. The mechitzos on the side, the kosel on the side, is connected to the schach. But if if you have three tvachim or more between the chakak and the kosel, so that it turns out that this mechitza of the chakak, the dofen of the chakak, is not mitzurf to the dofen min atzad, so it can't be mitzurf to the schach. By sukkah, you need two things. The chelke ha-mechitza have to be connected to each other so that they can be samach l'schach. So that's why you need dafka less than three tvachim between the kosel ha-chakak and the kosel on the side. Because if not, then there's no tziruf between the dofen and the schach. And without a tziruf of the dofen and the schach, then the sukkah is going to be psula. Okay, that's Taisus's answer. Yes?
I don't understand the first case. That why do you, because we want to prevent the rabbin from going to the
It's not that we want to prevent the rabbim. It's that you define a rishus hayochid as a makom where the rabbim can't penetrate.
Why do you, in that case, the walls are connected?
It's not that the walls are connected. That's the point. The walls are not connected, but they are monea regel rabbim. They're preventing the rabbim from coming, even if they're not connected. Right? We look at a person who's sitting inside of the chakak. He's mukaf mechitzas. There is an area of 10 tfachim that he's mukaf. Do all of those chelke hamachitza combine together? No, they're not combining together. But even if they don't combine together, he's still mukaf machitza. So that's monea, the regular rabbin, from penetrating the area. For Shabbos, that's enough. But in sukkah, the chelke hamachitza have to relate to each other. They have to be mitzurf because they, in turn, have to be connected to the schach.
Is it really that, in the first case, he's surrounded by 10 tfachim space? Rather than 10
tefachim
of absolute wall.
He's surrounded by 10 tefachim of wall. 10 tefachim of wall.
But not wall.
To put it the way that some of the achronim are going to say, he's surrounded by 10 tefachim of wall, but not 10 tefachim of mechitza. If you can't combine the parts of the wall, we don't call it a mechitza. It's not a mechitza sasara, but it's still a wall. And maybe in Shabbos, the halacha is that you have to be mukaf a wall. You have to be mukaf something that's monea regel rabin. That's the whole point.
What's the difference between a wall and a mechitza?
I'm sorry?
What's the difference between a wall and a mechitza?
Okay, we're going to have to get to it tomorrow. There's a difference, because one is a halachic structure, the other is a physical structure. Okay? When it comes to Shabbos, it could be that a physical barrier is sufficient, even if it doesn't have a din mechitza. If the chelkei ha-barrier, if the parts of the barrier are not mitzarev together, they might not have a din mechitza, but there's still a physical barrier. And if they're a physical barrier for Shabbos, they might be sufficient, but for Sukkah, they might not be sufficient. Okay, look at some of the other achron. Look at some of the other Rishonim. Look at the Rishonim in Shabbos. Look at the Rambam and Reb Chaim in the Sefer. And Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to continue our discussion.